Hello, everyone. This is Ryan. I'm on the phone with a special guest today. I'm very excited to have. I've been trying to get this person on the phone for quite a while, but due to his busy schedule, it's been tough. But I do have him here, so let me introduce to you a gentleman by the name of Jack Rockwell. Jack is the founder of a website at www.datingsavant.com. And he is the author of the Dating Savant Playbook, which he's going to tell you a little bit more about. But I think this is going to be a great interview. We have a lot to talk about. So, Jack, welcome to the call, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Nice to talk to you this afternoon.
Hey, before we get into a whole lot of detail, you know, about some of these tips and techniques I know that you're going to share, which I'm excited to hear about, can you give us a little bit of background about yourself and how you got involved in this marketplace, doing what you do?
Yeah, no problem, Ryan. I'm 27 years old. Obviously, a few years removed from college, but you know, kind of going back 10, 11 years or so. You know, going through high school, I was never quite where I wanted to be with girls in high school for whatever reason. You know, I felt I was a little behind the ball, you know, watching some other friends establish relationships in high school, never really having any fulfilling relationship in high school, and, you know, was always, it might have been out of shyness, it might not have been out of, you know, a lack of maturity, that I'm not quite really sure, but I moved on to college. I went to an actual large university in the Midwest. I started there in the fall of 99. And I started a relationship pretty quickly with actually would have been my first girlfriend. And that relationship lasted a couple years, but was really, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to the first girlfriend where you're kind of head over heels and, you know, kind of awestruck about the whole situation. And, you know, looking back on it now, I realized that I was, you know, I guess whipped, completely whipped in the relationship. Didn't know what to do to bring out my positive qualities. Didn't know how to bring out the best side of her. I mean, granted, we were, you know, 18 and 19 years old, but it just was a learning experience for me. And, you know, as I went through the next couple years of college, I was in a few minor relationships, nothing major, you know, as a lot of people in college can probably attest to or were at college at some point, that, you know, those things can kind of just happen. You're at parties, there's a lot of people hanging out, so it's easy to maybe hook up or, you know, meet women, but in terms of any real strong relationship, didn't really get anything out of that. And I started to realize, you know, even in terms of approaching women and talking to women at parties, things like that, I wasn't very good at it. I was shy. I was nervous. I really didn't know, you know, the first step in attraction. So I kind of made it a point to start learning. You know, I started taking psychology classes that really focused on communication, focused on relationships, focused on women, things like that. And I started to become fascinated with the topic, and slowly, you know,
the topic of psychology, the topic of psychology, topic of communication.
Both, actually, you know, the psychology, but more so the psychology of women, you know, and how they relate with men. And I started to take classes and seminars on, you know, communication, attraction techniques, things of that nature, and slowly but surely kind of started to take what I was learning in school and in these seminars and other classes, books, you know, and slowly tried to apply them into the real world, you know, with with approach techniques, with trying to behave a certain way that I knew would be attractive to a woman. You know, basically trying to bring out all my positive characteristics that inevitably could attract women. And, you know, as I started getting better at this, I realized that I wanted to teach other people how to do this. You know, I'd spent close to 5 years, you know, kind of perfecting and tweaking what I had learned, and I wanted to put together something that could make it a lot easier for other men like me to learn what I did.
So what was your result from learning all this and starting to, you know, put it into place and actually start practicing it out there with women that you met? What started happening?
Well, I started noticing, you know, pretty immediate results, Ryan. You know, I was, you know, approaching women more frequently, you know, whereas I might have approached one woman once a week or, you know, every other time I went to the bar, whatever it might have been. You know, I was making it a goal, and kind of a point to go up to 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 women a night, you know, introduce myself, talk to them, flirt with them, you know, get their phone numbers. And I was noticing these results very, very quickly, and it was very powerful. And before I knew it, you know, I was going out, getting multiple numbers a night, kind of showing my friends how easy some of these things can be. Mm-hmm. And it was powerful.
It's interesting because I've had a lot of friends that have complained over the years that, you know, they weren't good at meeting women or there's no women to meet. And, you know, before reading your book and understanding that there's real techniques and real tools that you can use to actually attract women, before I really realized that, I always just would, you know, tell these guys, listen, it's a law of numbers. I mean, you're not talking to anybody. Right. You're expecting them to approach you, and you're talking to one person, you know, a month, one woman a month. And when you're trying to do, if you're trying to meet someone, you actually have to have a high number of contacts before anything's going to happen. So not to play devil's advocate, because I know your techniques work. I have seen them work. It's really remarkable stuff, and it's I guess this is kind of like common sense. Once you learn it and understand all your psychology behind it, it just makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Isn't the very first step, like you said, start approaching more people? I mean, even if you don't know what to say or don't know what to do, can't you just increase your odds just by coming in contact with more women?
You know, Ryan, yes. I mean, the answer to that is yes. Obviously, the more you do something, even if you do it poorly, you should, just because of the numbers and law of averages, start to see results. But
right. What
I was trying to do what I'm trying to teach people is to eliminate having to go up to 15, 20 different women to get one person's phone number, or that might or might not end up working out in the long run, to going up to 2 or 3 women in the night and getting 2 or 3 phone numbers, or
gotcha,
2 or 3 second dates, whatever it might be. So, sure, you know, if you do something a million times, obviously it's going to pan out at some point.
Right.
But, you know, it's a major time saver to cut out all those meetings and be able to get it done immediately. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to advocate to these people.
Well, it's a lot more exciting to know that you could approach 2 or 3 women and walk away with 2 or 3 phone numbers in, you know, any given night. I think that would get men a lot more excited than hearing that they got to talk to 15 women in a night to try to get one number. So
right. And, you know, something else I want to, you know, point out, Ryan, is that it's, rejection is going to be a part of it. You know, this isn't something that you're going to read and overnight be able to go out and perfect. You know, this was something where I was nervous the first few times doing it. A lot of times doing it, I was rejected. So in anything, you know, you have to go through your failures before you can become successful at something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to realize that you know, there's a lot of techniques that you can put together over time, perfect, tweak, see what works, what doesn't work. Over time, as it all starts to come together, you'll start to realize how powerful, you know, little techniques can be, little personality qualities that you possess and exemplify can, you know, make a huge difference.
Now, Jack, what would you say to the naysayers or the skeptics out there that feel like what you teach or talk about is being manipulative? Because when I read your book and when I have heard about your techniques, I don't feel like it's manipulative. I think it's bringing out what's already inside of people and bringing out a better light. But what would you say to people that think it's manipulative? Do you think it is in a way or no?
Well, I do not think it's manipulative because it's, again, anything, you're not becoming a different person. You know, I'm not advocating that. I think manipulation would be if I went out and, you know, said I was so-and-so when I wasn't, said I lived in Los Angeles when I lived in a small town in Ohio. I mean, that is manipulation. What I am simply teaching and advocating is, you know, taking qualities you might possess, you know, strengthening those qualities, and going out there and using certain techniques that women respond to. And it's not
right.
It's not magic. You know, I'm not being dishonest. I'm still me. I'm just using, you know, little techniques and tricks that will make a difference. So again, I really don't think it's manipulative in any sense.
Right. I'm here again, just for a reminder, with Jack Rockwell, who is the founder of DatingSavant.com and is the author of an exciting book that you can find at that website called The Dating Savant Playbook. And Jack, you know, we've been talking a little bit about your background and how you came up with perfecting your techniques here. But let's turn gears just a little bit. Let's find out from you. You know, there's going to obviously be qualities that women find sexy in men that's going to be attractive. What are some of those qualities?
Well, Ryan, I think the first thing to point out is, you know, when it comes to initial attraction and techniques to and possibly date more women, those techniques can be a little different than what you might do within, you know, a specific relationship long term. So although some of these things I'm going to expand upon do equate to both, some, you know, are more so going to apply to the initial meeting, you know, maybe even the initial few meetings, the dating process, things like that. The first quality that I think is the most important, in my opinion, is unneediness and having a laid-back attitude, meaning the man. I can think of so many times, and I'm assuming you could too, or some of the men listening to this call can, you know, if they can recall their past. It seems like and this is before going back to college, before I even knew what I was doing, you know, if there was ever a girl that might have liked me, and I really wasn't reciprocating, didn't, you know, might have been okay, something, you know, but wasn't hot enough, wasn't cool enough, or whatever it might have been, the less I paid attention to her, the less I seemed interested in her, the more she would bother me. And it was, and I never really got it. It made no sense to me. You know, this girl would, I'm thinking of one specific girl right now, very, very pretty girl. Guys throughout campus really liked this girl, but I just wasn't into it for some reason, and it drove her nuts. I, you know, would forget to call her back. I would not want to go out with her. You know, I wouldn't want to go hang out with her, and it was bizarre. And she would even say, you know, what is it? You know, like everybody helps, responds to me, everybody likes me. You know, what is it? And, you know, I began to realize that if you play that kind of I could be doing something better approach, it's very effective with women. And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be mean. You don't have to be cold. But if it's just a, you know, very relaxed, kind of going with the flow, hang out with you, want to hang out with you, it's very, very powerful. And I think the most important characteristic to embody when initially trying to attract women. And it goes with, you know, if you get a girl's number, you know, you don't call her 15 times that night or three times or, you know, every day the next week. You know, it's like, that, you know, like Swingers, the Mikey thing in Swingers, you know.
Yeah, that scene in Swingers that I think every guy has seen when Mikey meets Nikki and calls her like 10 times in 3 minutes. And that was one of the funniest things. And it makes men cringe when we're watching that scene.
It messes it up. I mean, you see how quickly that messed up the, you know, if it was Nikki, I think was her name, like you said, with Mikey. It just, that stuff doesn't work. And when it comes to, you know, even body language, this stuff can, you know, again, when it comes to little triggers, you know, one, I wanted to... take a quick side note, is women are far more perceptive than men. Women, when it comes to body language, have almost a sixth sense. You know, men don't realize this. Women can pick up on body language. It's unbelievable. It's almost like magic when it comes to their sixth sense with that. So
they can just sense someone's personality or mood that they're in or...
Definitely. They're very in tune with emotion, obviously. They're very in tune with body language and perception. So, you know, little things that can add to being laid back or even before you even talk to them could be showing the lady that you might be unneedy. You know, if you're at a bar, sitting back in your chair opposed to sitting forward, it doesn't sound like much, but it's a very powerful body language skill that men can learn, kind of that shows, you know, I'm just here, I'm hanging out with my boys, I'm having fun, I really don't care what happens, we're going to have some beers. But women pick up on these little body clues, and it's very powerful.
And Jack, do you think a gesture like that and... I know this is just, you know, your opinion. Do you think a body language like that, if someone's kind of leaning back in their chair at a bar, if a man's leaning back, do you think the woman's attracted because it's non-threatening that they're leaning back, or it's just kind of like, I don't care what happens, I expect people to come to me type of confidence.
I think it can mean that it's a little less. That it is non-threatening, I think that can be the case. Mm-hmm. But more so, I think it shows a I don't care, I'm confident, I'm going to make you come talk to me type thing. Which, again, ultimately, if you can get a girl to come up to you, that would be the ultimate. You know, if you didn't have to say anything and girls just flocked to you all day, I mean, that would be the greatest in the world. So, you know, ultimately, what I am teaching is approaching women and what to do to approach them. But, you know, that little thing can help, and I've seen happen numerous times where women would come and approach you. You know, it's very powerful.
Interesting.
And you know, some of these other qualities, and you know, obviously some of these are going to be, you know, obvious to some people. You know, having a good sense of humor, being well groomed. You know, being fun, exciting, enthusiastic. You know, women, really anyone's going to be attracted to that. But it is very, you know, very powerful to women. But another one is humility. And I see it time and time again, Ryan, is men approach women trying to sell themselves way too hard. Even trying to sell yourself in general, it's seeking approval. And a lot of times men who are seeking approval, you know, might approach very arrogantly or come off arrogantly.
And right.
It's a super big no-no when it comes to attracting women. It's a major sign of insecurity once, or for one, trying to get someone's approval, but it's something that no man should do. So even if you're going to approach a woman, you know, never do you talk about, you know, how great your job is, how much money you make. You know, I just sat in the front row at the Miami Heat game last week. It's just,
right.
Especially when first meeting a woman.
Yeah. As a man, I can't stand that, let alone if I was a woman getting approached.
And you see it, and you're like, you know, this guy is kind of a sap. I mean, it's so obvious, even to an outsider or another guy, that this guy is, you know, kind of a putz. You know, it's and to women, it's tenfold. You know, it's never, you know, when I approach a woman, I think it's even good to not even really, you know, if the first 10 minutes. You don't even talk about each other, really, whether it's you go up there and you know, point out something that's in the news, or point out something in the bar, an observation. You know, not even talking about yourself can be better the whole night. If you didn't say anything about yourself, it's going to be far, far more effective than, you know, trying to sell yourself too hard.
I used to know a guy back in the day I used to hang out with, Jack, that actually, not only did he do exactly what you're saying, and he was great at attracting women, but he went the extreme opposite. When he would first meet a woman, he was a funny guy, which, you know, I've seen some of the hottest girls with guys that are really good at humor, which I never was, but this guy would actually go the other way. When he would get in a conversation or flow with some with a new woman, he would actually be like self-deprecating, but in a funny way, so you could tell he was confident, not like some, you know, not like a schmuck who's just, you know, feeling down in the dumps about himself, but he would, you know, make fun of his gut, or make fun of, you know, how old he was getting, or how sore he was because he's, you know, at a certain age, whatever, and he would just make the girls laugh, and you could just tell that he was so confident with himself, they could point those things out right to her. And this guy picked up women all the time.
And that's a very good point. You know, that has, you know, shows a major sign of security. You know, that's the exact opposite effect. To almost never really get embarrassed. Although maybe you might be embarrassed over something, not really let it show. Laugh it off. You know, if you get tripped over something when you're walking through the bar and she sees it, you spill your drink on you, you knock someone else's drink out of their hand. You know, people who are insecure are going to feel like idiots, apologize, you know, they kind of almost look like a scolded puppy dog, whereas, you know, men who are confident, kind of displaying alpha male qualities, secure, are going to laugh, make a joke, you know, basically brush it off instantly, and that's very attractive to women because it shows women that you're kind of in control of your world, where, you know, women operate so much on emotion, and men more on logic. You know, now I'm not saying that women aren't logical or men aren't emotional, but, you know, just for the sake of argument, as a species, women tend to be emotional far more than men, where men tend to be a little more logical. And women aren't looking for men that are emotional. They want men that can kind of keep their reality together, not let outside factors affect the way they are, because, again, that's how women are. Women aren't looking for women. They're looking for men, and men don't cry when they spill their drink or ruin their handbag if they had one. So it's again, a very subtle difference, I guess, subtle in the fact that it can be one little thing that could trigger emotion, but not so subtle in terms of the differences between men and women and kind of how they think.
That's a really good point. And, you know, sometimes you hear women every, you know, in a great while say, oh, you know, I like a man that can show his emotion, or show a man that can cry. But, you know, that's more like when you're married. and you can show that side to you. But like when you're trying to meet somebody or attract somebody so you start dating or move down a path of a relationship, they don't want to see you, in the bathroom at a bar crying because someone spilled a drink on your shirt.
And, you know, vulnerability is a very real emotion. And men are vulnerable, and men are emotional, and women like seeing those sides of men. But again, I kind of hinted on this earlier. Characteristics that are important to convey, or you know, ways of trying to attract women at the beginning stages. You know, the initial meeting, the second meeting, the first few dates are far different than a long-term monogamous relationship. You know, it's whether that's, you know, a few months, a year, you know, your whole life you're married. So it's okay to show emotion. I'm not telling guys that, but you know, vulnerability is an attractive quality to women. Sensitivity, you know, caring. But again, those, when you initially meet someone, you kind of want to turn that you know, wussy guy, caring, sensitive, quiet, kind of shake him and flip him upside down by his boots and kind of be the exact opposite.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, during the courting process, you know, people show, they're going to show their best qualities for that attraction. They're going to, you know, and subdue some of the other ones. But speaking of that, Jack, you know, when you first approach women, there's no question that, you know, good-looking women have defense mechanisms. And, you know, I've seen guys get shot down so quickly before they even had a chance. And these guys didn't know what they were doing, obviously. How do you get around that? You know, what are some things that you could share with us that will allow a man to walk up to a woman who's got her that wall up and get around it?
No problem. For one, you know, especially with beautiful women, from a very early age, you know, women realize that they're prettier than other girls, and because of that are going to be treated differently in life. And that's, you know, whether you think that's good or bad, you know, it's just kind of a reality that, you know, pretty girls are going to be treated differently, and especially among men. So from a very early age, they are already kind of trained to, you know, used to getting what they want, you know, maybe more so than a girl who isn't pretty, whether it's even with their own father, their own parents, at school, with their friends. So it's right away they're already kind of building up this grandiose idea of who they are. But really with any woman, even more so, we'll just stick with beautiful women. Women, especially the pretty ones, get hit on and whistled at and drooled over and whatever, however you want to call it or put it, every single day, multiple times a day. I mean, it's just part of being a woman. You know, the second they walk out the door, the construction workers are, you know, whistling at them. If they're running down the street with their sports bra on, men are rolling their car windows down and honking the horn. They get approached, they get stared at. It's just a part of being a woman, and it's just their daily routine. So because of this, you know, women have built up natural walls, not because they're cold or don't think you're cool enough, and it might sometimes come across as being bitchy. It's a time management tool for women. If women stop and talk to every single dude that, you know, whistled at them, came up to them, asked for their phone number, they wouldn't be able to get anything done. They wouldn't be able to leave the house. They'd be stuck in the driveway all day because they would, you know, just be happening over and over and over again. So it's a time management tool. So women can, they've learned to be able to read men very quickly because of this. Again, they also have that sixth sense that is kind of an innate perceptive tool. And they can easily, you know, shoot men down very quickly because of this. Now, it's important, obviously, to be able to get around these walls.
Right.
And And there's a few quick points that I want to explain that I get into far more detail in my book. And I just want to take, a little example of, being at a bar and what tends to kind of happen sometimes and what should be done. Let's say, I'll just use the guy's name's Dan for this example. Dan is at the bar. He's sitting at a table with his four other guys who are drinking. They see a pretty girl in the corner. Dan says, check out the hot blonde. She's pretty hot. Immediately, all five of them are staring at her. If they're really unlucky, she sees them staring at her, which right off the bat is just bad.
Right.
And then what most men do is in the next 10 minutes to an hour, keep looking at her. If they're even more unlucky than they were being unlucky, she sees every time they look at her, which you're just out of the game right off the bat, then you're just a bunch of drunk creeps staring at her.
That's actually probably how it goes most times, too.
Right, no, that's how it goes. And it's, men, like I said, Dan's our unlucky guy here in the story, but Dan then sits there and tries to think what he's going to say to approach her. He doesn't want to come off as being creepy, he doesn't want to come off as being too nerdy, too cool, whatever it might be. The wheels are spinning, and it's just too much time to be spinning. So if you did it that way, immediately you're going to be, 99.9 times out of 100 shot down. Some men might be able to recover and make it work, but chances are not. So that's the first mistake most men make. And that, again, is going to bring up women's defense triggers, even by you guys staring at them and hollering and drooling. What should be done, and the reason because of this, immediately a woman might think you're not confident. What you should do is spot a woman, corner of the bar, the pretty blonde. Maybe she can make eye contact with you right away. That would be even better. Some experts say the 1 second rule. I think 1 second is extremely fast. I think anything, 5 to 10 seconds is still pretty fast in the grand scheme of things to approach a woman. But in 5 to 10 seconds, go up and approach the woman. And luckily, if you are lucky, she sees you do this. She sees you guys make eye contact. You immediately get up, walk to her to have the conversation, which, that's step one kind of in, all the steps to break down her triggers or her defense mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
As you're walking, it's very important to have strong body language. Since women are more perceptive, like I said earlier, you don't want to walk with your tail between your legs, your head down, your hands in your pocket. It looks wimpy. It looks like you're scared. That's not attractive to women. You want to approach her at a medium pace, not too fast. You might seem nervous going too fast, not too slowly. Medium pace, shoulders rolled back, chest out, eye contact the whole time. To show her, if she's looking at you or, anyone who's looking at you, that you're confident, you know what you're doing, you're going up to have a conversation, you don't seem crazy, you don't seem nervous. And even kind of a, palms out type thing. If the palms out, it's almost a kind of a peace offering type thing. You're kind of walking, you're open, you've got nothing that you're hiding. Psychologically, it can almost be a very spiritual way of walking, I guess. It's,
What do you mean by palms out? What do you mean by palms out?
Palms, if you were walking, generally your hands are kind of, 90 degrees. If you turned your palm and had your palm out.
But still your arms at the side of your body?
Yes. It's easy. It's kind of hard to explain. It's easier to show visually, you know, so I'll do the best. But you're not going to have your palms completely turned so they're face out, but a slight turn of your palm or your arm at the side of your body as you walk, that kind of exposes more of your underhand than the top of your hand.
It's just so kind of a sense of that sense of security, like they don't have anything, there's nothing up their sleeve, type of feeling.
Right. It's a subtle, just a subtle way of walking that kind of shows that you're coming, you know, peacefully, you know, you're walking slowly. Again, that is easier shown, you know, on video or in person.
Okay. But, I got you.
And, you know, when you approach a woman, you know, you don't want to crowd her space. You know, you're not going to get right up in her, I call it kind of the one-foot rule. A foot and a half to 2 feet is a nice distance. You know, that, again, you know, might change in terms of the other people that are around the bar. You know, it's not always going to be the exact same situation, but give, you know, give some space. And when it comes to the initial meeting, you know, women see guys do kind of the same thing over and over and over again. And women, again, are more emotional and respond to emotion, whether that emotion is positive or negative. Any emotion that they feel is very strong to them. So opposed to going up to a woman, you know, what are 9 guys out of 10 going to do? They're probably going to do 1 or 2 things. One, say, hey, you know, I saw you looking at me. Can I buy you a beer? Can I buy you a drink? What are you drinking? Mm-hmm. Or they are going to put their hand out, might say, you know, hi, I'm Jack. What's your name? Shake their hand. Now, it's so boring and such a monotonous routine for women to see this. It immediately is just kind of like, okay, this is just another dude. There's some guy who's going to come up, try to buy me a drink, you know, ask me 150 questions, probably ask me where I'm from, what I do, you know, am I here with my girlfriends, I have a boyfriend, you know, kind of the interview type first encounter, which is immediately going to put up a time management, you know, defense mechanism for him saying, this guy sucks, I don't want to talk to him. So what I like to do is, opposed to shaking their hand, you know, kind of to right off the bat show that you're different, is immediately go in for a high five, you know. And I like to use my left hand as well, which is just different because most people are shaking with the right hand. So if you went up and just said, you know, put your left hand out and said something, you know, like, you know, hey, what's up, or what's going on, or and kind of draw it out like that, you know, kind of like, what's up? And as you're doing that, give a high five. Or, you know, what's going on? Let me give a high five. It immediately separates you from 90% of the approaches they had that night, that week, that month, which can be very powerful. Again, it's kind of striking up emotion. You're going to be different, and that's going to kind of, they're going to be thinking, this guy is, he's confident, he's doing things a little differently, you know, he might be working.
Right.
Right there, you already have a lead on 90% of the people, in my opinion. And another thing, I like adding nicknames when I meet girls, you know, whatever that might be. You know, for example, if, just trying to think of something quickly, if I was talking to a girl for the night and she, you know, was from Los Angeles area, I might end up calling her Bruin all night because the UCLA Bruins are from Los Angeles. Something that kind of creates your own little private world. It's fun. They get a kick out of it. It makes them feel special that you already kind of have this little nickname for them.
But I love that idea.
With the initial approach, or, you know, it might be mispronouncing a name. Like if a girl's name is Natalie, you know, N-A-T-A-L-I-E, call her Natalie all night, you know, in 3 separate words almost, Natalie, and it's just, it's fun, girls get a kick out of it, it's very effective for me, and it's been effective for, you know, people I've trained as well. When you first, you know, you walk up, do all that, give the high five, what's happening, put a nickname right at the end of that first reading. So, you know, women love men that knows details. So, you know, they don't dress nicely and smell good for nothing. They want to be noticed. They want to be attractive. Mm-hmm. They want men to notice. So, you know, if you walk up and see that she's got a cool pair of shoes on or a Louis Vuitton purse or, you know, whatever, you notice a specific brand or you might notice the perfume she's wearing. You know, you can say, you know, what's up, Louis Vuitton? Kind of give her a high five. And it's, one, it's different. She's going to kind of be, you know, this is different. This guy could be fun to talk to. It's showing that you're noticing detail. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, you know, what's up, cool shoes or great shoes. It sounds silly to people probably originally, but it's very effective, and it's going to break down those initial defensive walls that women, you know, put up, again, as a time management tool. And it can lead, it immediately leads to conversation as well. You know, if you don't even have to have anything prepared, you know. It's in the future, in my book and in other trainings, you know, I go into more detail, but, you know, it could just lead to, oh, you Louis Vuitton, you notice the purse? You could just start talking about a purse for 10 minutes. I mean, it's
sure.
It can open things up so quickly, and you don't even have to have anything to say besides looking at one article of clothing on her, and it takes off from there. So,
right. Yeah, no, that's
a very simple thing you can do right from the get-go to at least have a better opening than 90% of the men. Now, in terms of how you take the conversation from there, you know, in my playbook and some of my other, you know, teachings, I go a little more into detail on that. But I just kind of wanted to give a quick, you know, the approach on how to break down.
I think that's a really great tip, and I can totally see how it worked. And, you know, even for guys that are thinking, wow, I could never do that, you know, it'd be so easy to practice because you could just all night do it just for fun without even wanting to talk to a girl. So just for practice, you could just walk by a girl, throw your hand out, and be like, oh, sweet purse, hey, and keep walking. So, like, you're not even stuck for a rejection because you can't get rejected. You're not, you know, you're not even that tough. You just keep moving.
Exactly. And what, you know, glad you kind of said that, Ryan. What else that does, if you took that technique the whole night, and, again, I kind of talk about this in my playbook. If you took that technique all night, I kind of call it the celebrity technique or the rock star technique. If you just kind of went around and did that to 4, 5, 10, you know, whatever you felt comfortable doing at first, depending on the bar, the situation. But I promise you, if you did that to 5 to 10 women, you know, walking back from the bathroom or to the bathroom or every time you pass them, they will start talking to you without you having to say anything. It will happen every night, I promise. So if you just went around and said your little nickname, you know, crink glass, high five, you know, what's going on, Louis Vuitton, whatever it is, Bruin, you know, great shoes, what, you know, anything you can think of, and you're going to get a response from that. And, again, it's kind of you're also showing women your fun. You want to be the center of attention, which is attractive to women. Women are attracted to confident, you know, fun-loving, unique guys. And it goes far beyond looks at that point. You know, women don't know that you do or don't have money, that you, you know, have a good or bad job. It's just about your attractiveness, your fun, your center of attention. And, again, that can be very powerful very quickly.
And right.
To do.
I think that those are great tips. And, you know, is there, do you have some other tips for either getting around their defense walls or the initial approach that you want to share? Otherwise, I want to see if maybe you have some other exercises that guys, you know, could try out to get out of their comfort zone.
Well, it's real quickly, and I wasn't going to talk about this, but, you know, if you do go up and give your greeting, I like asking women, you know, if you wanted to have that first question or, you know, you say your name, you know, what's up, Louis Vuitton, she doesn't really respond, you kind of have to go further than this or that. It's very easy to ask women an opinion question that a lot of times can even be, well, preferably gender, gender related. So, if you go up to, hey, what's up? Again, Louis Vuitton, I know I'm repeating it, but, do your greeting. And then say, I got a question for you. My friends and I are over here having a debate whether or not, it's a man's job to pay on the first date. We just want a woman's perspective on that. What do you think? And it's very subtle. It's not, you're not being cheesy. It's not a dumb pickup line. And, unless she's, the worst person on earth, she's going to respond. It's
right.
Like little questions like that. It gets them excited talking about, men and women, and, they just like talking about that stuff. So,
sure, right.
Or it could be anything, height. My friends over here were saying that, the perfect height for a girl is 5'6" and under or over. And, we just want to see what you think about that. And it's, again, gets her talking about, one, it's a question that anyone would answer, and women like kind of talking about stuff that relates to gender or even sex, or the differences between men and women. It's a very easy way to kind of break the ice and start a conversation. But if, some of the men who are listening to this, are completely at the bottom rung when it comes to dating. Have never had, maybe some of them never had a date. A very easy exercise just to start, feeling a little more comfortable, being a little more social. And it's, to me, easy now, but I know at first this was even difficult for me. But it's, if you're walking down the street, the next 7 or 10 days, week and a half, maybe even 2 weeks, just say hello or hi to everyone you pass, whether it's a guy, a girl, a kid, grandma, grandpa, whatever. Just say hello to someone or everyone. When they pass you, look them straight in the eye and just say, how's it going? What's up? They'll respond, good, how you doing? Whatever. But it's a very easy way to kind of start getting out of a shell of not talking to strangers. And again, it might sound, to some people listening, it might, sound silly and very basic, but, for a lot of people, even doing that is very difficult. And
I think that's a great point.
I know I used to go out to a shopping mall or the post office or restaurants and not talk to anyone. It would be, can you open the dressing room for me? If I was at the mall, to, grocery stores saying thanks, to the clerk, but not even consistently. It would just be, every now and then. But I try to make a habit of slowly at least just saying hi to everyone and then, confidently, looking at them, straight in the eyes, smile on your face, and as you become more comfortable doing that, you can turn it into, maybe asking a question or commenting on the weather, whatever it might be. It can be very basic at first, and it also gets you in the routine of doing something different, and, people are creatures of routine and creatures of habit, and the more you do that, it will start to become uncomfortable not to do it because it becomes part of your routine. If you talk to every single person you see and you did that for 2 months, not talking to them is going to be weird to you. So it's kind of retraining your daily routine, retraining your mind on how you're going to respond in social situations, and it works very well for beginners. And if you just, even the thought of talking to approaching a woman at a bar is difficult or scares you, this is a good way to kind of start from square one and take baby steps to some of the more advanced stuff that I touch on.
I think that's great stuff. I think you've given some great information, some great tips, and it, you know, like I said earlier, the stuff that you share and teach, when you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense, and you can understand why it works and how it works, you know. But it's that first step of actually going out and trying it and getting out of your comfort zone and you know, putting some of these techniques into action. But I think it's great stuff. So I really appreciate you being on the phone.
No problem. And, you know, again, we kind of go through these interviews quickly, and there's obviously kind of just touch upon little things. But, again, the www.datingsavant.com is where I offer my product, and it's far more extensive than what you heard on the phone. And it's, you know, some very detailed information on things you can do, approaching women, cold approach, the psychology, you know, jumping more into the psychology of men and women and the differences between men and women. So if you kind of like what you heard here and just the tip of the iceberg, I would highly encourage you to visit datingsavant.com.
Yeah, it's definitely a great ebook. And what's nice about it, Jack, is that, you know, you can just go, it's a download, so you can go and just, you don't have to wait for it to be shipped. You can get it, you know, pretty much in about 3.5 minutes after getting to the site. So, again, I've been on the phone with Jack Rockwell, and he is from www.datingsavant.com, and he is the author of an exciting ebook for men that really teaches the how to attract and approach women, and it's a great, great product. I have read it myself. The Dating Savant Playbook is what it's called. So, again, Jack, thank you very much for being on the phone tonight, and I know that I've kept you a lot longer than what I asked you originally to do, so I'll let you get on with your evening, and hopefully we can talk again and do this again in the future.
Wonderful, Ron. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.